DJW Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. KO4HK.
Afternoon, isn't it? I'm just headed out to get lunch. Good afternoon to you. I hope you had a good time at the tailgating party.
There in, Gary told you, I believe I was listening. And, met a couple other hands over there that we recognized and some that we didn't. I'm trying out a new HT. Is it still giving problems?
There for the most part, but a couple of times it did drop the repeater, but it picked it right back up pretty quick after that. That last transmission was 100%.
Maybe I was having that problem yesterday, and I don't know what it is. I'm going through my crossband repeater, so it should be dropping out, I would think.
If you were on a different rig, because it didn't sound like you. I mean, it sounds like you, but it doesn't sound like the ambient audio is the same as yours is normally. I guess that's because you're no longer tied at the desk.
Anyway, but trying out a new HD, the little VTech UV Pro, where it's got the Bluetooth to your phone and got the Bluetooth KISS TNC built into it. Been playing with it for the last couple.
What's causing it? Sometimes my calls can't repeat. I let up off of the button, don't realize I did it. So in order to back that up to where I pay more attention to it, so when I'm talking on it, I look at the light that says I'm transmitting. It's got a little light on there that changes color when I'm in transmit versus receive. And sometimes I do, sure enough, I let up off the button and don't realize it.
And I'm not letting up on it because I can see the light. And I was watching the crossband repeat yesterday when people were telling me how it's not dropping out. I don't know what it is.
Well, look, right before you say, I don't know what it is, right before you said that, it blit. The repeater, I mean, it's really short. It's like just enough to let the repeater get a courtesy tone in, and that's all. Nothing else. So it's really fast. Maybe it's that blue. Have you got that Bluetooth option turned on right now?
I'm using it. Now I'm on a different little HD. Let's see if it does it.
Difference. That one was solid. Nothing on it. But sometimes when Bluetooth transmits, it interrupts the other transmit. That could be what's doing it, too.
Bluetooth part of it. I was going straight to the HD. It's just Bluetooth to my phone, so if I want to change the channel, enter a channel, APRS is running on it, right up to the map. If you want to use it, you can. I'm still trying to. There's probably a setting in there that I need to fix.
Not using Bluetooth at the moment. Bluetooth is full simplex, or full duplex. It's full duplex, and it's running all the time. Whether you're using it is independent of whether it's transmitting and receiving.
I'll figure it out. Something new, so it's just got to work the bugs out of it.
And you're running APRS, and your APRS transmission blocks out when somebody else is talking. It's only in reverse. That's what it's like. It sounds just like that, like a APRS beacon went out. But I know that's not it, but it's just giving you an idea what it sounds like.
Check that out. Another neat feature I have found on it is record anything it
receives. The COM 7000 will do that too. That's really nice to have.
I was just saying that I can go back in the app and it records all the audio it receives, so I can listen to it.
Record, like what, gigabytes of space to record that to?
Hard drive, or you got to delete it out.
My phone is, so it'll the app and the phone will record everything that's going on with the handheld. That's pretty neat. What kind of handheld is that? A most damn thing?
I'll send you the information on it.
As before, I think I've looked at this a couple of times and was going to get it. It's kind of shaped like a phone, but it's not a phone, right?
The HD If you looked at it, you would think it's an HD, is what it looks like. But it's definitely a unique radio. Just keep, like I said, I'm trying to figure out why it keeps dropping out there.
When you're using it, the audio that it's saving is saving to your phone, to the memory in your phone, not the memory in the handheld.
This conversation, I'll be able to go back and listen to it.
Unique. I've never heard of that before. But I did look at the VTEC, probably not to that degree, and probably on a different version a long time ago. I think these things have been out for a while, haven't they?
Less than a year.
Brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts that were out years ago, right?
Radios for a while. Okay. I'll send you the link to this one.
Interesting. I wonder if you can do any, I mean, if it's got that kind of capability, it ought to be able to do the things you can do with a Kenwood. You know what I mean? Change the squelch or the volume or the, you know, the noise floor programmatically.
Yeah, well, the volume, I can actually talk. I can transmit from my phone through the radio. Pretty neat. Like your headset, like you were talking about putting into your headphone for your helmet on a motorcycle, you'd be able to do that.
The person of Yezu that did that, the one that up from what I still have it, it's the one that did APRS as well. It's got Bluetooth built into it. Not the VX7R, the VX8R, I think is what it is that I was using. It worked pretty good, too. I mean, you could hear a lot better with that than, you know, with the audio going straight into the helmet. You could hear, you know, coming through the Bluetooth. It was a lot easier to talk on the radio with a helmet on than any other solution I've ever had.
I think so. But like I said, so far I've been pretty impressed with the little radio. A lot of people are using it to do Winlink off of Wode on your Android phone. And there's a couple people on there that I seen last night that have created an app to transfer it all over to a Windows computer so you can use it that way.
Well, that would be nice, too, to be able to go from one of those, from any operating system. I think one of the things, the reason I didn't get it was because at the time it didn't do iPhones. It only did the other phone, not the iPhone, the Galaxy or whatever that was.
We got it for both.
But look at it again, then. That sounds pretty cool.
And it's USB-C charging on the battery. I mean, I wish the Big Three would get into building a better radio like that instead of having to deal with the Chinese ones. I know Kenwood's got that new 75 or PhD 75 out. A lot of those features built into it. And I've been looking at it, but $600 for HD is a little steep.
They have been that high. That's not really new. I mean, HDs have been that high for a while now, or at least between 5 and 10 years. Anyway, I'm at Panda Express. I got to run through here. I'll pick you up if you're still around when I come back. W4DJW.
KO4HKX, standing by. 4HKX, WW4JET. Okay. Sound good on that radio. VTEC has become very feature-rich, U.S.-based, even though the radios are made in China. That's one of the better things between Bofang and VTEC. VTEC has U.S. customer service, which I hear is very good. And that's been kind of piquing a lot of people's interest, you know, to go in that direction as well. But you're right. $650 for a very capable HT for Kenwood's a lot of money.
Yes. But now, I think you get what you pay for, and I don't expect a $170 radio to compete with it, but it does feature rich for that price tag. And yeah, from what I've heard, it's got really good. like you say, they're just, they're buying those radios and then loading their software on top of, or firmware on top of it.
You're right about that. The, they're good. Now, does that one have the 220 band, do you know?
Just, VHF, UHF.
Tinker, trying to find one that'll do all three. I have, I'm talking to you on Ocean, QH10, or Q10H, I think it is. It's quad band, actually. It does 6 meter, as well as 2 and 70 centimeters and 125, you know, the 220 band. It's quite a capable little unit, too. But again, Chinese, but the price point's right, no doubt.
Yeah, and, you know, my thing is I went with this one. I'll see if I'll use it enough to get CNC, if it fits my needs. And then I may graduate up to the more expensive radio. That's how I've done it that way before. And I like the app on my phone. The app on the phone made a huge difference. Because it's so much information on there. And it will do GMRS, too. I forgot about that. It is GMRS. Up compliant, whatever it is. Part 95 or 97, whatever it is. So it is good for that, too.
The Chinese have caught on, finally, with that, and they are making the radios go both ways, and they're certified legally, supposedly, so that's all that matters. I do, I have a TID radio, an H8, that does that, and it's very handy to have as well, having everything on the one on the one radio, but it doesn't do 220, so there's that. You know, caveat there, where you have to give and take a little.
And there's not too much 220 up here or anywhere that I know of.
Four of them, I think, Sassafras, Caesars, Glassy, and Mountain Rest, Long Mountain, I guess it is. Not Mountain Rest, Long Mountain, I think. I think there's one up there as well. So, yeah, there's a few, but yeah, they're not highly active, but they work well.
There's lots of repeaters standing around that aren't active.
At BH.
Today, KO4HK here.
Just heard you guys talking about 220, so I was just going to comment. I have a 220 radio here as well. The only one that I can hit from here, I'm over near Lake Robinson. The only one I can hit is the one on Glassy and Pickens. The others, I can't even make it into them. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. The others, maybe they're active. If they are, I can't get to them.
CW4JET, Matthew here. Tried the one in Caesars in another week. The controller went down and had to be repaired, so it's the UHF and the 220 is down temporarily on Caesars. But they'll be back up here shortly.
Thanks for the insight. Just thought I'd jump in. Hope you guys are having a good day. I'll let you back at it. KO4HKX and WW4JET, I think it was. This is WB4ZVH.
Here you today, and thanks for bringing that info in here. KO4HK.
Here, Patrick, in Gerald G. Hart.
Give me a drink right quick. Hey, Tom. And cut off the first part of your transmission there.
Again, I noticed there's, it's getting much darker in the west, put it that way. We're just leaving Wally World and Taylor's and heading for home. Thought I'd be, put my 2 cents in and tell you I was a good repeater. I don't know how good, but. Anyways, it was nice talking to Gary this morning and you. And I think we've got all the... I had to go get some mouthwash, and that kind of mouthwash, she said, was horrible. But she said it numbs your mouth, and so maybe I can have that filet mignon Bernice has got marinating tonight, which I haven't been able to eat.
It's feeling better. I know it's rough when you can't eat and you don't feel good. And,
don't feel like doing anything.
About 2 days. We bought a thing last year, and I forgot about it. And Bernice was out front. I'm going to rake that front yard after you get done because it was so tall it was throwing, well, the grass. It set for a day, and there was dead grass all over everything. And I tried mulching. I tried throwing it out, and I went over it twice, and no joy. So she said, why don't you use that? She didn't want to ask me because I haven't felt well. She says, when you get better, you can use that sweeper. And I thought, oh, you dummy. There I spent several $100 on that thing. And then it's like running a vacuum cleaner over a Patrick. It really works good. And I think it was $200 and some, which really isn't that bad. And it does a swath about 42 inches wide. And there's no motor, there's no PTO, there's no nothing. You just put a pin in it and hook it on the lawnmower and pull it. Now that you dummy, I should have remembered that. So I hooked that up, and I was down in that yard in no time, wasn't I, Mom?
Yeah. That's what Miss Bernice does for you. She just tells you everything you forget and do wrong, right?
I didn't tell you you could talk. Anyways, well, too bad you weren't here today. She give away one of the pies she made yesterday, but she made three. And I didn't care much for the strawberry rhubarb, but the daughter said it was delicious. She made us a strawberry pie, and she made us a pumpkin pie, and that's my favorite. So if you was here, I'd give you a piece. But by Thursday, nah. You're SOL. It's going to all be gone.
Yeah. Well, I hate that because I love a good strawberry rhubarb pie. And I'm sure Miss Bernice's will be a good one.
It's all right, but anything solid right now, I can hardly eat it. But I did manage to eat a QT vanilla ice cream cone. Oh, man, that was good a while ago on the way back. They're a bargain, I'll tell you for sure. And their hot dogs are great. And she got one of those miniature pizzas. But she had this steak laid out and marinating. And I just knew I couldn't eat it tonight. But if I can stand that horrible mouthwash, and that's the way the pharmacist described it. It's got lidocaine in it, and it's supposed to numb your mouth. Well, I'll just be careful and not eat this stuff too hot. What are you doing today? Just bookwork?
Leon and I rode over to McDowell County there in Marion to a little tailgate ham fest and made our way back, and now I'm just kind of hanging out here at the house. Not doing much. It's been raining on and off up here all morning since we got back.
So mobile. Well, I don't know if you needed it or not, but it's great if you did. We can use some more, couldn't we, Bernice? So we're looking forward to it. They said this afternoon might get severe, but they've been saying that off and on for a couple of days now. I haven't had a chance to really look at it here in the last several hours.
I don't know if he's still out there listening or not. W4JED was in here with me.
I'm here. I'm spreading mulch, but I'm almost done with this trailer load, so that's good because I don't think I'm going to get much more dry time in.
That's better than what Patrick usually spreads. This is Tom. What was your name?
Matthew, we've talked many times, WW4JET.
Okay, well, good to hear you, and I didn't mean to step on you there, Matthew. Oh, but Patrick, I don't know how much we'll get done today. I think we're just tired out. Okay, I was just looking at the light to see if it was going to turn or not. And it did. I didn't know it went solid to red. So I'll let you guys pick it up and have it. And it's nice you went to the Ham Fest. And Gary said they didn't have much there, but it's nice camaraderie. Anyways, Patrick 73, have a good day. KO4HKX in 0, TR clear.
3, Tom, you miss and stay out of trouble, Tom. And Miss Bernice, just do what you can. And Matthew, if you're still there, go ahead and pick it up. KO4HKX.
Still here. I'm just on my last wheelbarrow load. That always feels good, you know, when you're done. This mulch thing is not my favorite thing to do, and I've learned a lot about mulch, and maybe we talked about that a week or so ago, about those little spores, you know, that show up on your house, the side of your house and stuff. We talked about that earlier today, actually. It wasn't that long ago. But, yeah, so I'm putting it further out where I need it, but I'm going to have to shift to something different closer to the house, I think.
Yeah, we talked earlier today about it. And thanks for that information. I didn't know that. So I definitely have to change up what's going on. I was wondering what was causing all the mold to start on my handrails on my porch all of a sudden.
And interesting, these are like little tiny, they're like pinheads, you know, size, not very big. And they stick firmly to your rail or your spindles, and it becomes unsightly after a while. And honestly, like I said, as many as I have, I don't want to keep painting these things, truthfully. So anyway, I read, you know, I got them identified and did the whole Google Lens thing and dug deeper, and it comes back to the mulch. And so I'm not going to put it up close to the house any longer.
A good thing to spread around your house every year is called bifenthrin, and you can get it at doitmyown.com on the internet. And boy, it really cuts down any problems with everything from termites to bugs. My neighbor had fleas that were just absolutely unbelievable that get on these dogs in the backyard. And I told him, I said, Tim, spray some bifenthrin. Never had another problem.
That's good to know. I don't know if it'd work on this this little, they call it an ancillary, I'm close, mulch spore. And it's odd. I mean, I've seen them for a long, long time. I just first time I did some research on it, see where it's coming from. And I don't know if it would treat something like that, but we'll do a check on it.
It'll probably kill it, but I spray it around my garage door downstairs, and I have to go out there. I mean, just once a year, sometimes twice if it gets washed away or something. But and I mix it a little thinner for in the house. It didn't take very much. I think 1 ounce per gallon. And like I said, you can get it there online, or you can go to that place in Greer. What do they call it, Bernice? Patrick can probably tell you. It's right on Highway 14 just before you get to Wade Hampton. But I go out every morning, and the very first thing I do is brew all them dang big beetles and the tiny bugs. I got a light that stays on dim back there at night. There'll be bugs all over the driveway, and if you back out over them, of course, well, you know what that does. And I don't want to have to worry about spraying off the mess. But bifenthrin, B-I-T-H-E-N, you don't know what it is, and you can just about do hooked on phonics on it for bifenthrin. It's the best dang bug spray I ever used in my life. I use it in the house once every year or so, and just spray it around the woodwork very lightly. And I'll see those dang stink bugs laying on the floor just ever so often, because they come in when I open the garage door.
Check on that, Tom, and see if it would work on something like that. Good to know, because, I mean, mulch is the cheapest way to go, you know, but not if I got to repaint every year. That's just crazy. So, But thanks for the info. Appreciate it. I know the landscaper supply is out there. Probably that landscape supply company probably have it too. But I'll check into it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Matthew, Mike. Our daughter and son-in-law were laid off for a little while from General Electric, and they bought a lawn care business. And so she had to go through all the testing for the different chemicals and that. And I know this year, she usually just bought the stuff up at Boiling Springs, and they'd bring it by on a semi for our lawn every year, you know, the seed and stuff like that and fertilizer. And she's the one that told me about that, so it's not like me telling you about it. She's a licensed person and knows all about those chemicals. So it's very safe in that respect. I spray it around the chicken pen. I spray it around the tin barn. I spray it in the basement. We don't have any bugs in the basement, period. And it'd be very easy when you open the garage door for them suckers to get in. And this is a bug paradise down here. But she said to do it my own. I think that's how you pronounce it on the... It'll come up, though, if you type that in. She said, this year, she said, Dad, just order it from them. She said, the chemicals are just about as cheap from them as it is under my license. So I ordered Roundup for the backyard the other day through them. Anyways, good luck with that. I don't know if it'll kill that specific bug, but if you can ask a person that is an expert, they'll be able to tell you. Take care, Matthew. This is N0TR Clear.
Tom, once again, you are a wealth of information in so many ways you don't know. But, hey, we'll talk to you soon. I'll let you know what I find out. I'll do a little bit of research and see what they've come up with. But appreciate the info. N0TR, WW4JET.
One last comment. Sometimes I call that Talstar, T-A-L-S-T-A-R. I don't know if that's a generic name, but that's what my friend is. N0TR, clear.
DJ, WW4JET. Dave, you still on? Well, Patrick, I hope you have a good afternoon. I'm going to have to start up a leaf blower, so I won't be hearing much of this radio for a while. But good talking to you. And, your handheld sounds good. Like I said, those things have become so feature-rich for the price point. And if you drop them in the lake, it's not the end of the world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And, Matthew, good to talk to you today. And good luck on your leaf blower and emulsion, all that. And I still need to get that information to you and get up with you on that the other item we were talking about. I'll try to get that done here in the next, this week.
Let me know. If you have an interest, I'll hold it. That's not a problem. We'll get to it. I have, it's one of the things I was going to talk to Dave about. I have a little bit more time available in May, so we could probably work it out at some point.
You're still interested in it. I just... With everything I got going on, it's just been a little bit to try to get everything done, but definitely still interested in it.
I do know you do, so and I'd like to hear more about that sometime over a coffee when we do this, so let me know. Thanks. Good talk to you. WW4JZ.
Step three.